Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Thank you, Monsignor, for your welcome to this parish. Your reputation extends across the United States to the New York City area where I make my home. I'm a dean of a Jesuit community college, a new way of teaching young people back on the East Coast and elsewhere in the U.S. now. It's good to be here to celebrate with you our parish mission, which is about how do we follow Jesus today. And there's no better way to continue our parish mission than with the Beatitudes, which is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. So, spoiler alert, the next few Sundays, more on the Sermon on the Mount. But today, we get the beginning, that grand beginning, the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount all are about one thing. It's what Jesus said to the disciples last weekend in the gospel when he called them. He said, "The kingdom of God is at hand." And so on that mount long ago, and for us today, he describes what that kingdom, that reign of God is about. And quite simply, the kingdom of God is God's dream for the world. St. Paul put it, "The kingdom of God is a community of justice and peace and love," which is quite a dream. You see, the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount turn the world upside down because that's what God's dream does. I mean, listen carefully to the Beatitudes. It's not the rich and the famous who are blessed. It's the poor and those who are overlooked. It's not the powerful and strong who are blessed, but the merciful and those who make peace. It's not the winners who are blessed, but the losers, those who are left out and dismissed. I mean, St. Paul's reading, second reading today, really drives the point home that turning the world upside down of the Beatitudes, Paul says in his own way. He says, "Consider your calling, my calling." He writes, "God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong, and God chose the lowly and despised of the world and those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something." If this sounds so radical, so different than how we normally do things in our world, it is. It's to get our attention. There should be seatbelts in the pews. I mean, think about it, my friends, how the world is. The gap between rich and poor in our world is expanding, and even, of course, in this country. There are people who are making a lot of money on the stock market. But there are others, most others, are struggling to buy groceries and pay for health insurance and housing. And apparently, it's not enough to be a millionaire anymore. You gotta be a billionaire and even a trillionaire now. I mean, think about the cult of celebrity. And this town knows that, the Golden Globes, Academy Awards, the Grammys tonight, all good. But you think about Instagram and TikTok and the celebration of glamour and celebrity and looks. Think about global affairs now. We are seeing the tearing of old alliances that sustained and held this world together. The assertion in global affairs that might makes right. That powerful nations can do whatever they want, while the rest, they're on their own. That's not God's dream for the world. In his world, in Jesus' world as much as our own, Jesus turns the world upside down. Riches and honors and power, they risk trapping us, and they certainly divide us. Instead, Jesus says, look at the world from the viewpoint of those who are overlooked and forgotten, the stepped on and the stepped over, the left over and the left behind. Consider their view and learn from them about what is most important. My brother, Jesuit Greg Boyle, who spoke here, I think, last year, reminds us that it is not about taking the right stand on issues, but standing in the right place, on the margins, with the poor and the outcast. He writes that at the edges we join the easily despised and the readily left out. We stand with the demonized so that the demonizing will finally stop. We situate ourselves right next to the disposable so that one day we will stop throwing people away. You see, when we stand in a different place, we change. And Boyle writes about this from experience here in this great city with the formerly incarcerated. He writes in Tattoos on the Heart, we are sent to the margins not to make a difference, but so that the folks on the margins will make us different. That's what solidarity is all about. The call to turn the world upside down in the Beatitudes, my friends, is not a summons to replace one powerful person or group with another. In that case, the patterns of dominance will just continue. The cycle will continue. No, what the Beatitudes are about is about creating a new kind of community in this world and of our church. What Pope Francis and Pope Leo have said, would that we had a church of the poor and for the poor. That's turning the world upside down. Martin Luther King called this the beloved community. You see, we got to go to the margins to erase them and build a world of community, of a beloved community, not of insiders and outsiders and those on top and those on the bottom. We are tired of that, my friends. And so for me, what has been so moving about images from this city and Chicago and tragically in Minneapolis is when we see people walking with and standing with, literally, migrants and refugees. That's what the bishops of the U.S. have called us, to stand with these most vulnerable people. There's no daylight between us. We just stand together, we walk together. That's what solidarity looks like. If we think we are removed from this, understand that when Jesus gave the Beatitudes, he wasn't just talking about those other people. He said in the Beatitudes, blessed are you, me. Blessed are you when people get upset at you for turning the world upside down. St. Paul said, consider your calling, my calling. It's an awesome calling. So let's unbuckle our seatbelts when we leave these pews and live the Beatitudes. And we're all going to be there together, no margins, no boundaries, forming a beloved community where we are finally realizing God's dream for the world.